Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 20th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sacubitril valsartan versus enalapril in heart failure due to Chagas disease. Primary results of ANSWER-HF randomized trial. The ANSWER-HF trial investigated the efficacy of sacubitril valsartan compared to enalapril in patients with Chagas cardiomyopathy and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This study specifically evaluated effects on cardiac remodeling, functional outcomes, biomarkers, and safety. The trial addressed a critical knowledge gap regarding treatment for a common cause of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in Latin America. Article number 2. Memantine for premature atrial contractions. A Phase 2 randomized clinical trial. A Phase 2 randomized clinical trial investigated memantine as a novel pharmacological therapy for premature atrial contractions. Preclinical studies previously found that pharmacological antagonism of N-methyl-D-aspartate receptors with memantine-suppressed atrial arrhythmias. This current trial leveraged the identified functional cardiac glutamatergic system to assess a new approach for suppressing premature atrial contractions. Article number 3. Influence of U.S. lung composite allocation score components on transplant candidate prioritization. An analysis of the U.S. composite allocation score system for lung transplant prioritization found that medical urgency was responsible for 40.6% of the variation in total scores. This occurred despite medical urgency constituting only 25 of the 100 possible composite allocation score points. The study quantified each component's contribution to total composite allocation score variability following the system's implementation in March 2023. Article number 4. Multicenter open-label tacrolimus inhalation powder. TIP trial. Evaluating safety, tolerability, efficacy, and pharmacokinetics in adult lung transplant recipients with significant renal impairment. Oral tacrolimus, a critical immunosuppressant after lung transplantation, is associated with significant renal impairment. Tacrolimus inhalation powder represents a therapeutic strategy designed to deliver the drug locally, potentially preventing graft rejection with lower systemic drug levels. This approach was investigated in adult lung transplant recipients with existing renal impairment to address the problem of tacrolimus-induced nephrotoxicity. Article number 5. Pediatric lung transplantation in Japan across legislative and allocation reforms. A nationwide registry analysis of waitlist and post-transplant outcomes. A nationwide registry analysis of pediatric lung transplantation in Japan revealed the impact of legislative and allocation reforms on waitlist and post-transplant outcomes. This study analyzed data from 1998 to 2024, demonstrating how outcomes changed across three eras defined by the 2010 legislative revision and 2020 pediatric priority rules. The analysis provided critical insights into the real-world effects of policy adjustments on this life-saving procedure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.